Hello and welcome. I'm Richard from VegCast and this is episode 184 titled My Tasks for September. And today is the 3rd of September 2018. Now, if you're listening to this exactly at the point it comes out, well, I do apologise for this being very, very late out. I'm on call. I've been called out this evening. It's now, just looking at the clock, 10:45, and I'm just started recording. So yeah, I apologise for that. Now, coming up today, I have the diary, where I've just been on the plots over this last week. We have what the calendar suggests to do for this next week. And then we have a little on a few tasks that I have set myself for September. Before that, I just want to say, a couple of weeks ago, I said that all those talking in the Facebook group will get some saffron crocus bulbs. Well, they've been sent out. I've notified those that joined in and had a chat on the Facebook group. Thank you very much for that. What I have said I will do, each week I will be putting names into a hat of all those who are participating in the Facebook group. And whoever's name comes out will win a pack of seeds. So if you're not in it, get in there and join in the conversation. There's some great chats going on and people really, really are sharing their gardens and stuff, which is really cool to see. I will be doing more competitions on the podcasts as well, but that is one I will get going now. So with that taken care of, let's get on with a diary. Now, Tuesday, I was at home and I sorted out some more of my saffron crocus. Just basically going through the boxes because I've got a bit congested, the bulbs. So I've gone through, because I keep them in pots, I've gone through the pots, taken out as many bulbs as I can, refilled them with fresh compost and planted up new saffron crocuses. Now, this should result in new plants this year. And hopefully a decent amount of saffron. But that we won't know until November time. Wednesday, I potted on some more of my winter vegetables. Just getting things like kale and stuff. And they're all hardened off and actually sitting on top of the quail cage at the moment. Hopefully, they will go into the ground over the next few weeks. As well as I've got a few sidelined for some other people. Now, Thursday, I was at work and I popped into a garden centre. I quite often do this, to be honest. But I saw they had some onion sets, so I brought my onion sets for this year. I still want to go to Wilkinson's and get some more, but I've got three varieties that I'm looking forward to growing. Now, Friday after work, I allowed all my chickens into the vegetable patch together. So that's Bear along with Poppadom and Boona. They have been living in a cage next to each other for the whole week and it seems to have got them used to each other. Now, when I let them into the veg patch area, they kind of had room to roam around and stay away from each other. Although whenever Bear went near either Boona or Poppadom, those two were scared and tried to stay away from her, would make a bit of a noise. When Bear did get close, there was a little bit of pecking. But that was to be expected, and it's nothing I can do about that. We've just got to let them do it. Now, Saturday, I had a day at home, and the wife and I actually hacked back many of our trees, hedges, ivy, all that sort of thing that we have in our back garden and pulling out weeds in the driveway up the front. And as we always do, all these clippings and everything get thrown on the lawn. Normally, I would be intending to run over this with a lawnmower that same day, but didn't quite get round to that. In the afternoon, I actually again let the chickens all out in the vegetable patch together. And they actually had quite a long time out there. Again, a bit of noise, but they seem to be not doing too bad. Sunday morning, I went down the allotment, and one of the first things I did was get the barbecue up and going. And I had planned, and I did cook this, to cook like a one-pan tomato, spinach and eggs, basically all in the pan together. So I picked a few tomatoes first and just put those in the pan with a little drop of water and just got those cooking while I went on and started trying to do some strimming. Unfortunately, my strimmer ran out of string and I didn't have any spare like I normally do, so I only kind of got half of that job done. I then picked some perpetual spinach and threw that in with the tomatoes. And then I added 12 quail's eggs, all in the same pan. And I just broke the eggs and then poured the egg into the pan and let it cook. Obviously, all using fresh ingredients and what have you. It was really nice, a really nice dish. The fresh tomatoes in this just tasted so good and it's so easy. Now, with all that done, I set about weeding, and particularly under the fruit trees, as I haven't really done those for a while. But as I was weeding under there, I found some windfall apples and pears, which of course I've picked and saved and hopefully will be able to use. But this indicated to me that actually it was worth checking over the trees and seeing what else was ready. Now, both of these I basically can tell already by just seeing if they come away from the tree easily. Just pick an apple, for example, and give it a gentle pull away from the tree. If it comes off easily, it's ready. And that's the same for the pears. So I've just done that over every single apple and pear that was on the tree. And most of them were ready and have came off. And they are now sitting on my sideboard. Pears will take a week to ripen, but the apples will be good to go. Well, these are the cooking apples, I should say, not the actual eating ones. I didn't check those. I'll be doing those later on this week. Then after that, I carried on weeding and hoeing. And then I had a bit of a brainwave about this trimmer. I kept in the shed one of those push lawnmowers, you know, the type that no petrol, you just push them and it rotates to cut the grass. I thought, that'll be a great way of cutting the grass. Well, I tried doing it, but it was too much work. The grass has just got too long. I tried sharpening the blades, but nah, I gave up. Just weren't going to do it. So where I now have some empty patches of land, I've laid over some weed membrane just in order to keep that kind of weed free. It'll soon be planted up with my winter seedlings and what have you, but for the time being at least, if I can keep it weed free, it saves me one less job, doesn't it? Now, I've also noticed that I have quite a few pumpkins at the moment. One that is probably nearly ripe and a really good size, but several of them are really decent sizes and they're still growing. One particular variety, the red turban, I'm particularly excited about because that is a type that can actually be always an eating pumpkin as opposed to a carving pumpkin. However, talking of pumpkins, I've actually got a project coming up soon, hopefully anyway, if it all goes to plan, with a historic food creator down at Regency Townhouse in Brighton, where we're doing a joint project with the Bald Explorer as well, which I'll let you know about that in due course. But that sounds very exciting, using these pumpkins in a old-fashioned menu. Anyway, Sunday afternoon I came home and I put Poppadom and Boona into the same run as Bear. Basically, Bear's run where she's been living with Grills, but Grills is no longer there. Now, again, Bear was pecking at them and there was a little bit of noise at first, but they did seem to settle down. Boona and Poppadom just seemed to stay away from Bear. They got better and better as time went by, but they were just staying away from Bear, which I guess that's to be expected. Now, come sunset, Bear took herself off to the coop, but Papadom and Boona didn't. They went underneath the coop, so I had to get in there and pop them into the coop by hand. Not easy, but it's not difficult, but they just didn't want to go in there with Bear, but they had to. It was safer for them. Well, this morning, I let the chickens out, and no problem. They survived the night together. Seems to have got them a bit closer. Bear is still showing a bit of dominance. But when I finished work this evening, again, the chickens seemed okay. But I only spent about 5 minutes with them, to be honest, because I got called out, which I'm not happy about. But when I got home after being called out, all chickens had taken themselves into the coop. So progress is being made. And that really wraps up the diary. So let's have a look at what a Garden Days calendar suggests to do for this next week. Now it reads, on dry, cool days, pick pears whilst they are still green and hard and store them, unwrapped in trays in a cool place. After a month, bring into the warmth a few at a time to ripen. Wrap apples singly in newspaper and store in a dark, frost-free place until required. Well, yeah, that I did not read until literally tonight. So, and the fact that I picked my apples and pears yesterday says a lot. And that actually is pretty much, I didn't think about leaving it in the cool, the pears out in the cool, and just bringing them in when I'm ready for them. But that's not a bad idea. Okay, so my tasks for September. Now, September is actually a pretty busy month. I've got a few events I'm attending in September, a couple this weekend that I'm quite excited about. And a few more later on in the year, including a flower farm open day, which, again, I'm excited about to go and see. There is an event, Glee, I wanted to go to, but I can't get the time off work, so I couldn't go to that, unfortunately. But that is only events. Now, there's obviously gardening and stuff that needs to be done. Now, I'm going to start in my home, my garden. And basically, what I'm planning to do in September is get everything really, really tidied up. I've just realised I forgot to mention it about the lawn mowing on Sunday. I said on Saturday I couldn't do it, but Sunday I did run over with the lawn mower, including all the bits. My lawn mower collected items is broken, so I'm having to use my mulching lawn mower. Anyway, yeah, I'm planning just to keep on top of the mowing and keep trimming down, particularly the ivy, and hacking trees and bushes back. I want to get all my quail into one cage over September. At the moment, I've got the two young'uns in a separate cage in the potting shed, but I want them out in the outdoor cage with the other three. That means a bit of integration so they don't fight, but I can do that pretty easily, I think. I also need to check through all my seeds and see what else can be sown over September. September is actually kind of the last month to sow seeds for winter plants. Otherwise, they don't quite have enough strength in them to get through the winter. So that's quite important. Now, actually, my home plot, I'm having a bit of a revamp over the winter. Things are going to be tidied, and since I've got the fence done, I've got plans to really, really set to work on the home plot and make it look a bit more, well, like a attractive garden. The allotment. Now, I've got lots and lots of plans to do in the allotment. One thing quite high on my list is get as much manure as possible and fill up as many beds as possible, particularly those that are going to be planted this month. But I want to do this because if you may remember, over the winter months, my van got stuck in the mud twice on the allotment, and I don't want that to happen again, so I don't want to take my van down there if I can help it. So if I can get it as much manure in there now, then it's, I haven't got to worry about it. After that, I obviously want to clear as many weeds as possible. That's pretty standard. I also want to plant out a lot of my winter veg. So these are going to be my kales, my turnips, my swedes, those sort of things. Cabbages and cauliflowers. That will just give me some really good harvests over the winter. And again, they need to be done at September time to really establish themselves before the harsh of the winter comes. I don't really have many plans about any fruit bushes, but I'm just thinking I've got an area that I could probably do with some more raspberries or something. And actually, I do find autumn winter time is the best time to plant out rootstocks. They establish better, I find. So I might have to order some raspberries. We'll have a think on that. I'm also going to be sowing my garlic and onions towards the end of this month down the allotment. I've got a lot of garlic and a lot of onions and more onions I want to plant. So I really do like overwintering are they vegetables? Onions definitely are. Garlic, I guess they're either a vegetable or a herb, one of the two. But yeah, I do have a lot of success with overwintering these, so they will be planted out towards the end of September. Now, one job that is actually pretty high on the list is checking over all my water butts and repairing as and when necessary. Don't want any leaks, really. Over the winter months, we'll be obviously collecting as much rainwater as we possibly can to see us through the summer. And if this year was anything to go by, certainly at home it was easily achievable. I have enough water butts to get me through 3 months of no rain. May need a little bit more in some cases, but it was enough. Now, I spoke about down the allotment about having a new shed go down there, and I said it's going to be all from recycled materials. Well, that is still kind of happening, except my mum's recently bought a new shed, and she had an old metal one that her and my stepdad, they were going to get rid of. And I said, oh, I could have it down the allotment. Keeping that whole recycled theme, it's going to need a lick of paint, but hopefully if that all comes into place, that will be done during September as well, which would be awesome because I really need a bigger shed. The one down the allotment is far too small. It'd be nice to have somewhere to go in and have an armchair, a kettle on the go. I want it as kind of a bit of a kitchen-y type thing, as well as somewhere just to chill out. There is also, I'm going to need to start thinking about my winter protection, my nets and things, and check them over and see what I've actually got. This could be mesh as well. Just things that over the winter I'm going to need to throw over some plants to keep them a bit warmer. And if I haven't got them, I can't throw them over. So it's going to be worth checking them over, see if any needs replacing or what have you. Again, that sounds pretty obvious, but actually I'm surprised how quickly September has came. And then, it will soon be winter. And on that note, I am going to wrap up for today. I need to head to bed. again. I said that last week. Actually, last week's podcast, the guys over at Discutterful seemed to... I said that wrong, didn't I? Discutterful. That's correct. They seem to enjoy it. They're actually featuring it in their podcast on the 13th of September, I think they said. So most of theirs is in Dutch, so it's difficult for me to understand because I don't speak Dutch, and I feel really bad for that. So I might have to learn Dutch just to listen to their podcast. But, you know, that was really grateful. But, yeah, I'm going to wrap up now and head to bed. So thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to check out the website, theveggrowpodcast.co.uk. Any comments and suggestions, get in touch. Don't forget the Facebook group and the competition being run there. But for now, please take care, and I'll see you again next time.